Today's daf is Erechin daf Yud Zayin, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis Ad Heichon Lo Yeshana Adam Ba'achsan Yeshalos. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So we're in the midst of a great digression of the Gemara. The Gemara, which had begun discussing the halachos of Erechin, Yesh Be'erechin L'Hakol L'Hachmer, it then went on to mention other areas in halacha where you find this concept of L'Hakol L'Hachmer, one of which was Moitzi Shemra. From there, we digressed and spoke about the halachos of Moitzi Shemra, or more specifically, Lashon Hara. From Lashon Hara, we digressed to talk about the halachas of Teichacha. The last halacha of Teichacha that the Gemara mentioned was Ad Heichon, up until where is a person obligated to be Meichiach his friend? Meaning there's a mitzvah, Asei D'Oraisa, Oicheach Teichiach HaMisech. You see your friend doing something wrong, you have an obligation to give him Musar, to set him on the straight and narrow, to tell him that what he's doing is wrong, and he has to correct his way. Stating that, if the person protests, if the person fights back, there is a point at which you're not obligated to continue to persist. What is that point? A three-way machlokes. Rav said, Adaka. Rav Shmuel said, Ad Klol. Rav Yochanan said, Ad Nazifa. We'll see more about that later. But regardless, along the theme of digression, we keep on saying it, but that's what the Gemara has done for the first 15 dafin of the Masechta. So we're going to now talk about other things where you find there was a machlokes amayron as it relates to Ad Heichon. So we're talking about Ad Heichon, Teichacha. Ad Heichon as it relates to other things. Look at the Gemara. Ad Heichon lo yeshana adam ba'achsan yeshaloi. So there's a concept, Rashi brings this in Chumash, there's an idea that if you're a traveler and you typically stay at a certain inn, the proverbial hotel, when you travel back to that same place, l'katchila, you should stay in the same achsanya, in the same krechma that you have stayed in previously, says the Gemara. Up until what point is that the case? I mean, let's say the rates go up, or the food isn't as good as it used to be. Something changed, or they opened up a nicer hotel across the street. Do I still have an obligation to keep to this protocol that says, lo yeshana adam ba'achsan yeshalei? There has to be a point where this halacha is no longer applicable, right? It's not yaharugu val yavar. So at what point do we say that this halacha is no longer applicable? Says the Gemara, take lo yeshana adam ba'achsan yeshalei. So believe it or not, it's machlikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav, Amar Rav said, ad haka, if the bala bias, the innkeeper starts hitting you for whatever reason, at that point you can say, Ad kan, I'm from the Shabbos Agudel, you have a right to go somewhere else. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, actually, Avshilu Leikelov Lachayrv. No, if he lets you stay, even if he's beating you up, that's not a reason for you to be able to leave. If he literally picks your stuff up, he packs your bags for you, you come in and your suitcase is standing at the front of the bellboy's there, he's escorting you to your car, at that point, then obviously you're supposed to leave. Zok Digamar. As it relates to the Balabayas who's hitting you, meaning if he's physically hitting you, there was no machlokes. Even though it sounds like Shmuel said that no, even if he's hitting you, actually, you're still obligated to stay. No, everybody agrees if he's hitting you, you're allowed to leave. Bav sholas kelev lachayiv. Also kulei amaloi pligi. Everybody would agree that if the balabayas is packing your bags and he's literally telling you to leave, so that's the chutz mitzeh. Kol masha imalach balabayas. I say chutz mitzeh. Everybody would agree that you're supposed to leave as well. So what's the machlokes? Ki pligi back kod de devisu. The machlokes is if the balabayas wasn't hitting you, he was hitting your wife. Is that a good enough reason to leave? Says the gemara. Mar sovar kumen deludi deloi mitzarle. My nafkale mina. He's not hitting you. He's hitting your wife. So why should that even matter? Umar sovar asi l'trude. The other man says no. It's you know what it's. It's not good for your shalom bias. So as a result, maybe you should leave. Incidentally, the Marsha asks the pretty obvious question, and he blibes Tzorechin. So it's not every day that the Marsha blibes Tzorechin. But here the Marsha blibes Tzorechin. He says Tzorechin, he doesn't know how to read this Gemara. The Gemara seems to suggest that if the Bala Bias is hitting your wife, that's not a good enough reason for you to leave. In fact, the Lashon of the Gemara, Kimen Deledidei Loi Mitzarelei, he's not hitting you, my Nafkele Mino. Like, what's the Hava Mino even? Like, why would that be a reason to leave? And the Marsha asks, really based on the Gemara of Mitzia, where the Gemara says, Chayev Adam Lechabed Es Ishtai, Yoisa Migufa. You have to love your wife as much as yourself, but you have to be Mechabed and more than you have to be Mechabed yourself. So others try saying a pshat, but the Gemara for sure is Tzorech Iyun. Either way, the Kol Kach Lama, why is this even a big deal? Like, the whole premise, this idea of, because I usually stay at this inn, That's a reason that if I'm back in that same area, I should do the same thing. Like, where does this even come from? It's a mitzvah saseh? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabbanan? Like, what is it exactly? So the Gemara says it's really based on your reputation. If somebody usually stays at a certain place and now he stops staying there, so people are going to spread rumors. The olam is going to start talking. They're going to say that, you know, maybe there was a fight between the achsanoi and the person that stayed there. Either way, it can come to chatter, lashon hara, and it's for that reason you don't want to start spreading rumors, so the katchila stay in the same place. Obviously, if it's not practical for the aforementioned reasons, at that point, there is a point where you're allowed to leave. Is there a makar to this in the Torah? So the Gemara says, yes. Shemar, the Pasuk says, El hamokim ashahoyesham aholoi mitchila. The Pasuk is describing Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, then there was a hunger, so he goes down to Mitzrayim, and then when he came back, the Pasuk says, Vayelech lemasov minegev ad beisel. He came from the south, so Egypt, Mitzrayim is in the south. He goes back to Beisel, and he went back to the place that he had been previously. Rashi brings us in Chumash that from that pasuk you see that Avram Avinu didn't just go back, but he took the same route back. You know why he took the same route back? Because he wanted to go back to the same achsanya. Either way, so Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, you see it in that pasuk. Now, which part of the pasuk did he quote? He went to where his tent was previously. He says, I agree, the makar is the same pasuk, but you don't have to come on to the end of the pasuk. The first words of the pasuk, vayelech lemasav. He traveled, he took the same exact route, same highway, instead of going south. This time he was going north. Says the Gemara, is there a nafkamina if it's the first words? The latter words, it's the same pasuk, it's the same idea. The Gemara says, hey, if the makar is Adam Mokim Ashayisham, Aholoi Betchila, where he pitched his tent, there it sounds like he made a reservation, you know, he checked in, checked out. It was a more official thing. So then maybe you could say this halach is only true if you do it in a more official way. However, Vayelech Lemasav sounds like it was more, even if it was Ba'akroi Mama, meaning what happens if somebody's traveling and then it gets dark and the last second he realizes he needs a place to stay and somebody has a room available, then he goes ahead and stays there. Being that it wasn't such a chalois, this is where I'm staying, maybe you think you don't have that halacha. So Adamok Nashah Yisham HaHoli would suggest maybe that it had to be a more official stay. It's only then you have this halacha that lo yishana adam achsan yishaloi. Vayelech Lemasav sounds like it doesn't matter. If you stayed here, even if it was in a less official capacity, you should, when you return, you should go back to the same place. Me inyan le inyan. How does a person know? So we just mentioned, I mean, you have to follow the paper trail here. So how do you know? How do you know that if you have a family business, that you should stick to the family business? The pasuk says, so Shlomo HaMelech called Chiram from Tzar. He was going to come to Yerushalayim to help build the Beis HaMikdash. This is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. Ben Isha Amonahu, he was the son of a woman that was an Amona. Mimate Naftali, Va'aviv Ish Tsoiri, Chayresh Nechayshes. His father was also someone that was in the same line of business. So Shlomo HaMelech is looking for smiths. This person was a coppersmith. He needs him to come and do Melacha. Who was he? The pasuk says he was a coppersmith, the son, ben benoishal coppersmith. Va'aviv ish tzayri chayresh nechayshes, says the Gemara. Additionally, va'amamar ima mibeis don. His mother, the Salmona, was from Shevet Don. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, ve'itay es aliyav benachi samach lemate don. Right, so who built the Mishkan? Who built the Mishkan? Bezalel, right? Everyone knows Bezalel built the Mishkan. Ve'idaber shem ha'moshe le'ema re'i karasi b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. That's only half the answer. But Bezalel had somebody help him build a Mishkan. Who helped Bezalel build a Mishkan? It's three psukim later. V'hine nosati itoy es o'aliyav ben achisomach lemate don. He sometimes gets overlooked. Right, Bezalel is always the person credited with building the Mishkan, but Bezalel had a partner. He had someone assist him to build the Mishkan. The Itoy, Bezalel seems to be the Iker, but at the same time, he didn't Asati Itoy as Aholiyav Benachi Samach Lamati Don. So you see that Shevet Don played a role somehow in building the Mishkan. Regardless, the point is that Shlomo HaMelech needs somebody to oversee the general contractor of building the Beis HaMikdash. So who does he call? He calls a Yid by the name of Chiram. Chiram was a smith. His father was a smith. His mother came from Shevet Dan, just like Aholiyav, who built the Mishkan, came from Shevet Dan. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech felt it was a maila, not just to take someone that's a lawyer, but someone whose father was a lawyer and whose Zayda was a lawyer as well. So you see that there's some maila of a family business. Again, along this theme of Ad Heichan Tachlis Yisurin. Meaning, if something goes wrong in somebody's life, he acknowledges that Hashem is sending him a message, right? It's Yisurin. How far does that go? Let's say something very subtle would happen. Is that Yisurin? Is that a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it have the skulois of Yisurim? It's mechapel like Yisurim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar Gunch, Argul Ebeket Lugvash, the Enim is Kabbal Olav. So somebody has a custom suit made and he tries it on and it doesn't fit. That's Yisurim. Maskef La Rav, Zeir Rav Yitemer, Rav Shom Ben Achmeini, Gedoyla Mizah Amru. He says, only that? Meaning, if it was something less than that, it wouldn't be considered. Like, that's the lowest level of Yisurim. I feel in this Kabbal Limzah Gleib Bechamin, Umaz Gleib Bechamin. Right, if somebody pours water, thinking that it's hot, and then it turns out that it's cold or it's lukewarm. But even that would be. Your threshold of Yisurim is way too high. Even if it's less than that, your mom just poured water, you thought it was hot, it turned out it was cold. And you, that little knock-ish-maka feeling that you have, even that would be considered if somebody puts a shirt on by mistake, inside out, now you have to take it off and put it back on. Even that's Yisurim. If somebody puts his hand in his pocket to take out 3 coins, so that now he'll have to stick his hand in his pocket again to take out the 3rd coin, even that's the assumption. It's only true if your intention was to take out 3 and you took 2. So you have to stick your hand out again. Aval, what if it was in the reverse? Let's say somebody wanted 2 and he took 3. Loi, that's not a problem. Even though here 2, you're going to have to do another act. What are you going to have to do? Put the 3rd one back. Like a terchel mishtayu, that's already not Yisurim. So we're literally splitting hairs. So if you took 2 when you wanted to take 3, now you have to stick your hand in again. That's Yisurim. But if you took 3 instead of 2, you're gonna have to put 1 back. That says the more of a kol kachloma. Why is this important? Tell you why. If somebody goes 40 days without Yisurim, it's not such a good thing. It means he's tapping into his Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. So it's very important to know what the definition of Yisurin is. Meaning, if a person's life is perfect for 40 days, he didn't even take 3 coins or 2 coins instead of 3. He never poured coffee and it wasn't as hot as he wanted it to be. If it's that perfect, it's not a good thing. So we have to know what Yisurim is, because a person should know if he's Kibbalay Lamed. But Marav Amri, Maram, and Eretz Yisrael, they had a little bit of a different nusach. They said, Peronis Mizdamanas, if a person goes 40 days without Yisurim, it means that something is imminent, something's going to happen, because it's inevitable that a person can't go that long. But the point is that it's very important to have this very light, this very cool definition of what Yisurim is. Tanya Rav Elazar Gadol Oymer, Mali Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Adin. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov stand in front of the Kisei Agav and have to give din v'cheshbin based on din, based on mishpat, without midas harachamim, ein yecholim lamoid mipnei ha-teichacha. They would not be able to stand in front of him because of teichacha. So we were talking about teichacha before, so we return to teichacha. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, va'ates yatzvu v'yishofte itcham lefnei Hashem. So this is Shmuel HaNovi giving teichacha to Klai Yisrael. He says, if you would stand and I would judge you in front of Hashem as kol tzidkais Hashem asher asa itcham esavizeichem, if we would, on the one side, have all the meisim toivim of Klai Yisrael. On the other side, all the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does back to Klai, it would be impossible. Right? The chesed that Hashem does with us is infinitely greater than anything we ever do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiddush is that this is even true for the others. And that's what Rabbi Elazar HaGadol was saying. That El Moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba, Im Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakiv Badin, even Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, if you would take the schusim of the obvious HaKadoshim on the one hand, and all the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the other hand, it would be Ma'ashav L'Hashem Kol Tak Mulay Yoloi. And where do you see it in the Pasuk? V'ates Yatzul V'yishavti Itchem Lefnei Hashem is Kol Tzidka Yis Hashem As-Sha'asi Itchem V'es Avisechem. So usually Avisechem just means the Zedas. Over here it means Avisechem Ein Avis Al-Shloisha Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Zed Dor Dorshav Mevakshe Panecha Yaakov Selop. Ligibar Rabbi Yehuda Nasi V'Rabban Achadam once said, Zed Dor Dorshav. The Dor is the generation. They're the people. The Hamoinam. Dorshav are the leaders. That the Dor is Lefi Parnas. The Dor is somehow dictated based on who the leader of the dar is. V'chadam, another one said parnas lefi dar, just the opposite. That based on who the generation is, that determines who the parnas is. So clearly there's some hashva, there's some similarity between the level of the generation and the level of the leaders of the generation. Zed dar, darshan. The dar is like the darshan. So the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is the nation based on the leader, or is the leader based on the nation? So, I mean, it seems it was a machloikis. But why does it matter that there's a machloikis? Or even more, what specifically are we discussing? They're on the same level. What does the same level mean? The fine level? And lamay nafkimina. Someone says, ilay midamal yuso. Doesn't mean to say, with regards to the madrigo. The marasavi malu dor, malu parnas. If you have a chosh of a dor, you're going to have a chosh of a parnas. Umarasavi malu parnas, mali dor. The other man says just the opposite. If you have a chosh of a parnas, you're going to have a chosh of a dor. But you could sit kiyo. Davin mali vidor, lay mali. It's not even true. It's not true. Because you see clearly there were generations where the leaders of the generation were one way and the generation itself was another way. For example, the Dor of Tzidkiyo. He himself was a tzaddik. That's why he was called Tzidkiyo, because he was a tzaddik. But the Dor Le'av Emayli, but his generation were Rishoyim. V'hoyo Yaakum, and then there was Yehoyakum, the Le'av Emayli, who was a Rosha, but the Dor Le'av Emayli. But he had a very chash of a generation. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Samish Ramesham Ben Yichoy, Maidichsev, Bereshis, Mamluchus Yehoyakum ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, Bereshis Mamleches Sidkiyo. So when the Torah introduces the Malchus of Yehoyakum, it prefaces it with the word Bereshis, the first word in the Torah. The same is true when it mentions the Mamlecha, the Malchus of Tzidkiyo. Why the word Bereshis? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the word Bereshis is invoking the very first word in the Torah. Bereshis Bar Elikim, Es HaShemayim V'Sar. Speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achsa Sa'ilam HaSayiv HaVayu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the world to Sayiv HaVayu. Why? Beshvil Yehoyakum. Because of Yehoyakum. Because he was a rush. Kivin Shenestakul B'Dayir. But then Hashem saw the door. Nisyash V'Daitai. He was appeased. Speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achsa Sa'ilam HaSayiv HaVayu. Dayir Shal Tzidkiyo. And the same thing repeated itself with Dayir Shal Tzidkiyo. That was the generation of Churban Bayis Rishon. It was a generation of Rishon. Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem wanted to destroy more than the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem wanted to destroy the world. He wanted the world to go back to Soyuv Avoyu. And that's why it says the word Bereshis. Why the word Bereshis? Because Bereshis Bar Elikim as Hashmai Vesoritz. That pasuk had a chazer itself over in the Dor of Yehoyakim and in the Dor of Tzidkiyo. Because in those two generations, respectively, Hashem wanted to destroy the world. He wanted to go back to Vaharetz Soyuv Avoyu. And instead, it was Bereshis. Bereshis Bar Elikim as Hashmai Vesoritz. B'dorishal Yehoyakim, it was because of the Dar. They were the Tzadikim. It was Yehoyakim that was the Rasha. And B'dorishal Tzidkiyo, it was because of Tzidkiyo himself. In fact, if you look in the Balaturim, right in the beginning of Parashas Bereshis, Balaturim says that there's three psukim in Tanakh that begin with the word Bereshis. Bereshis Bar Elikim as Hashmai Vesoritz. Bereshis Mamluchus Yehoyakim ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda. Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkiyo. And he brings this Gemara, this Chazal. He says, Nizboyer al pi Eruchin daf Yitzayin Amal Aleph, that Va'oretz Hoysa Soyu V'Voyu during those two generations. Not literally, figuratively, Hashem wanted to go back to that place. And instead, Hashem said, Bereshis Bar Lekim Es Hashmai V'Soretz, there's going to be a... But either way, what do you see from this Gemara? Nachsul in Yoneinu. You see from here that there can be a disconnect between the generation and the leaders of the generation. You see it in the Dor of Tzidkiyo. You see it in the... So how could you tell me that Dor Darshav means that the Dor and the Darshim Limalyusa have to be the same? The Machlokes is what came first. Did the Dor come first, or do the Darshim come first? It's not even true. You see, clearly it's not true. Look, the Gemara says, "Linyan tukva v'nichusa kamrina." It means with regards to the temperament of the generation and of the leaders. So if the generation is more feisty, the leader is going to be that way. If it's a calmer Dor, the Olam is calmer, then the leader is going to be calmer. So there is some equilibrium between the Dor and the Darshim. It's not with regards to their Yerushamayim. It's not with regards to their Madrigas. In Avodas Halikim, you see that from Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyo, it has to be something that's a little bit more arbitrary. Hadron Aloch Yesh Be'erichin. So before we go weiter and return to our regular program, which is Masechtas Erichin, a few ha'aris with regards to what we've just learned. The first is, so we mentioned Ad Heichan Tachlis Yisurim. So how far does Yisurim go? Meaning if something seemingly small goes wrong in somebody's life, something very, very subtle, is that Yisurim? And the Gemara says, yeah. And Machloikis, different shitas of what exactly small means as it relates to the concept of Yisurim. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkemino." The Gemara says, because Chazal said that if somebody goes 40 days without Yisurim, it's not a good thing. So if something like this one happened, then by definition, that would mean Yisurim. There's a very, very famous tshuva, maybe the most famous tshuva in the Neid Behuda. It's an Erech Chaim, Simin Lamidhe. And there's really two parts to the tshuva. The tshuva was where there was a man that wrote a letter to the Neid Behuda, and he told him that unfortunately he was nichshol in the Avera of Eishes Ish, and it was with his shviger, with his mother-in-law. He had been living in his in-law's house, and somehow with the time, this developed, and it happened over years, and he was about tshuva, and he writes to the Neid Behuda that he feels terrible about what he did. Eishes Ish, Chamoisai, these are real chayvei krisus, and he feels terrible about the whole situation. The shaila that he asked the Neid Behuda was that he had never told his father-in-law what happened. He had no idea. Which means that his mother-in-law is an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Berotzen. She's a Soita Vadai. The halacha is Kishem Shasur Lebal, Kach Asur Lebal. She's not really allowed to live with her husband. And he asked the Neid Behuda, does he have to tell his father-in-law, or does he not have to tell his father-in-law? What was the tzadnat? I mean, of course you have to. So tzadnat was that the Gemara says, God will cover that briyah. He said his in-laws are very bakovedig people, and if he's going to tell his father-in-law, he's going to have no choice but to divorce his mother-in-law, they're not allowed to live together. And people are going to want to know why it happened, and they're going to find out the truth, and there's going to be a pagam mishpacha. So he tried suggesting God will cover that briyah, shedoichel loisasei shabatayra. Maybe based on that, he's not mechuyif to tell. That was what he asked the Neid Behuda. Regardless, Neid Behuda wrote a tshuva. It's a very, very long tshuva. The first half of the tshuva, he discusses the halachic merit of the shaila. Meaning, do you say God will cover abriyah shadoich alayis shebetayra? Is it only by mitzvahs rabbanon? Is it even true by loisa says dayraisa? Vadvar matikin ve'in kam mekoyim elaharech. In the second half, apparently the shaila told the Neid Behuda that he needs help doing tshuva. Meaning, he's taken upon himself a lot of things. He writes that he's a masmin nifli, doesn't stop learning Torah. But at the same time, you know, maybe there's certain sigufim, right? He's supposed to. There's certain things that you should maybe take upon himself to as part of his tshuva. Either way, the Neid Behuda wrote a second half of the tshuva. And in the second half of the tshuva, Neid Behuda told him what he thinks he should do for tshuva. And he prefaces it by saying that, you know, he's not into Neid Behuda ki yaduah, all the divrei Kabbalah, above his pay grade, Neid Behuda said, it's not something that he gets involved in. And I understand from your shaila that you sit and learn Torah, and Torah is like the gresta kapara. You know, he writes to him, the Neid Behuda says, that you were a masmid with this chet. This wasn't an avera that happened one time. This was an avera that was recurring. It happened many, many times. So he said that hine hasmada sa Torah, the hasmada of Torah will be mechape for the hasmada sa avera. It's an unbelievable truth. Regardless, the Yehuda says a lot there. One of the things he says is that you are over chavi krisos. And if you are over chavi krisos, so we know that the Gemara, it's a Gemara in the Masechtas Yuma, that if someone's over al chavi krisos, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, it's all not mechaper unless you have Yisurim. Yisurim amim marik, and then afterwards Tshuva and Yom Kippur is mechaper. A person, unfortunately, if he's over chayvei krisos, cannot get kapara without Yisurim. And it sounds like this shoyl was afraid. He was scared. He was living scared. Because he knew he was over chayvei krisos many, many times. And this was something that he was very worried about. Omer ani, listen to what the Neid Behuda says. Hein emesh etzorich Yisurim. True, you need Yisurim. There's nothing to talk about. Aval kfar amru razal. Ad heichlan tachlis Yisurim. Afilu hoishit yodai lekis. Litein sholosh. Volub yodai shtayim. Ayin shili perikesh perichin. Davte zayin amad beis. That is Yisurim. It's true you have to have Yisurim, but it doesn't mean that it has to be some Shreklecha Yisurim. What did the Gemara say? You need Yisurim. Okay. So Yisurim can mean Chalila, something very, very horrible, or it can mean something very, very subtle. That's the Gemara in Erechim. Right, what did the Gemara in Erechim say? It says if somebody goes 40 days without Yisurim, like, that's why you have to know what the definition of Yisurim is. Meaning Chazal were giving a definition of Yisurim. This is also Yisurim. So when it says Chayvi Krisos, Yisurim Memarkin, who says Yisurim means something terrible? Immediately our minds wander to the worst place. Who said Mechatesa? Maybe this is also Yisurim. From the flaw, Malimut Chos from the Neid Behuda. He says that's this Gemara. The Gemara is defining Yisurim. And if that is Yisurim, as it relates to the Maimer Chazal of 40 days below Yisurim, maybe that is the definition of Yisurim as it relates to the Gemara Yuma Pevav of Yisurim and Markim. Either way, so he told you not to worry so much about the Yisurim. It's a tshuva that's worth seeing inside. Neid Behuda, Erechaim, Simon Lamed, Hey, Me'inyan Le'inyan. On this note of Chayvi Krisis only getting Kapara with Yisurim, and what the definition of Yisurim is, it's worth to say over the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva. It's in Shari V, it's Ois Yud Halef, where Rabbeinu Yoina says that Torah is an Eitz Chayim Hilam HaChazikim Ba. He says, why is Torah an Eitz Chayim Hilam HaChazikim Ba? He says, because we know Chazal say, Ovar Odom Al Chayvi Krisos Chayvi Mises Bezdin, the person can't get kapara without Yisurim. So if someone was over on a Chayvi Krisos, it can be very scary. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person who did such an avera, Yoshes Amole Batera, you know what he should do? He should harven learning. Vitorcheba, Vashet Tidat Shnosim Eyenov, and this person who's going to harven learning, and he's going to learn sometimes when it's hard, and sometimes when he's tired, and sometimes when he just can't think straight and he can't concentrate. That amelos, that tircha, trying to understand something that's hard to understand, waking up at a time that it's hard to wake up, staying up late at night to make sure you don't go to sleep without doing the daf. Even though you're tired, you're exhausted, you can't see straight, and you're still sitting and learning. That is Yalu B'mokim HaYisurim. K'mayisha Amru Chazal, Kol HaGufim La'omol Yomalu, Ashrei Misha Agiyah Shalei Batayra. You know what it means? Ashrei Misha Amol Batayra, because everybody needs Yisurim. The Gemara says 40 days without Yisurim is not a good thing. Everybody needs. So what should a person do? He says, Ashrei Misha Amol Batayra. You should take upon yourself the Yisurim. How so? Harven learning. Do mitzvahs that take, quote-unquote, Yisurim. Those are the good Yisurim. And if a person will do that, Yalu Lei B'Makim, he says, that's why the Torah is Eitz Chayim Yilam HaChazikim Ba. Because Torah can be Yalu Lei B'Makim HaYisurim, and the Amelus that this person is going to have the Torah, that will be Yalu Lei B'Makim HaYisurim. I once thought, in B'chukosai Teileichu, Rashi says, Shetiu Amelu Matayr, and everybody wonders, the Rechayim says so many pshatim, of what is it, what's the connection? In B'chukosai Teileichu, Shetiu Amelu Matayr, because what's the Pasuk say? In B'chukosai Teileichu, there's going to be bracha. V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itan, V'nasnar, it's Yavula, V'chulu V'chulu, there's going to be bracha after bracha after bracha. Is that so pashit? Is it so pashit? What do you mean? You have to have Yisurim. That's the Gemara. 40 days without Yisurim is not a good thing. Ki Eisashayev Hashem Yechiach, Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei. Sometimes Yisurim's good. Otherwise, a person could lose his Olam Haba. The Teretz is, in B'chukosai Teileichu, you want to have all the brachas? V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itan, first, Shetiu Amelu Matayra. Shetiu Amelu Matayra. So then the Amelos of the Torah is Yalu B'makim HaYisurim, like Rabbi Yoina says in Shari Tshuva. That's Ashrei Misha Yegir Shalei Batayra. Ashrei Misha Malu Batayra. Then, if you're going to have the Yisurim through learning Torah, then Benasati Gishmeichem Bitam. Then you don't have to come on to the other Yisurim. Either way, that's the first Torah. The second Ha'ara is going back to yesterday's daf. So we spoke about Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara, we mentioned yesterday that the Gemara says that the Ketoris on Yom Kippur, it's Gemara in Yuma Mendalit, it's also Gemara yesterday's Naf, that the Ketoris that was brought on Yom Kippur was Mechaper, that Ketoris was Mechaper for Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, I thought the Me'il was Mechaper for Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, there's two dinam in Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara b'Farhesia, there's Lashon Hara b'Chashoy. Lashon Hara b'Farhesia, the Chil was Me'il was Mechaper. Yavoy Dovashah b'Koyl v'Yichaper al-Maisa Koyl. Lashon Hara b'chashoy, somebody speaks quietly, discreetly, secretively, behind somebody else's back. For that, the Ketoris was mechaper. Now, where do you find that the Ketoris was mechaper? Where do you find that the Ketoris was mechaper? So Rashi, in Mesechtes Zvachim, really the Gemara says it, but Rashi explains it. In Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Peches Amad Beis says, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in this week's parasha, right after Korach, the Adasai was swallowed up by the ground. After the spectacular event of Adas Korach, everything settles. Vayiloinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimachos al-moshev al-hari leimor. Atem hamitem esam Hashem. The Yidden came with tlunois. They came with tainus. And they said, Atem hamitem esam Hashem. You caused the Am Hashem to die. When Hashem heard that, Hashem was very upset. Hey, Roimu, he tells Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Vayidab Hashem al-moshev leimor. Roimu v'techa eda azois. V'achal oisem korog. I'm going to wipe them out right away. Moshe was very scared. He runs to Aaron. He tells Aaron, I have a plan. I have an idea. Kaches amachta. Take the pan, v'seino leo eish me'al ha-mizbeach, put fire from the mizbeach on it, v'sim k'toyres, and then put k'toyres on the fire, v'hoylech mehera le'eda, and go quickly to the Eda, v'chaper aleim, this will be the kapara, ki yotza ha-ketzeb l'fnei Hashem eichal, and there's nothing I can do, I can't daven now. This is nothing I can do. The only way we're going to stop this is through the Maisa k'toyres. Says Rashi, the way he explains this Gemara in Zvachim Pekhas Amid Be'ez, that what was going on over here, what was going on is the Yidden were being punished for speaking Lashon Hara. They said, Atem Hamitem Esam Hashem. And that was Lashon Hara. K'tayres is Mechaper for Lashon Hara. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took the K'tayres to be Mekayim, this Indian of K'tayres being Mechaper for Lashon Hara. And that's what chazed itself over every Yom Kippur. It was only on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, that K'tayres that was brought was Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. That's the Gemara that we learned yesterday, the way Rashi explains it in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Chasamis. But the truth is, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, it's this week's parasha. So if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says a different shot. Rashi says, why Ketoris? Not because the Chet was Lashon Hara, Atam Mimita Mesam Hashem, and Ketoris is Mechapa for Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Roze Masalei Malach HaMavis Kesha'olu L'Rakia. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Rakia, he met the Malach HaMavis, and the Malach HaMavis gave him a secret. He told him, Sha'ak Ketoris Oitzer HaMagefa. That if you bring Ketoris, that has an ability to stop Magefa. I mean that there was a Magefa over here. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he had this trick. He was revealed a secret. Rozeh, Gilo Le Malach HaMoves. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. So what's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The Gemaras in Masechta Shabbos, Da Peches Omen Deis. Va'omer Reb Yeshua Ben Levi. V'shosha lo Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mishamayim to be Mechabal the Torah, Omer Malach HaShos Avnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shalom, Mal Yulud Isha Ve'neinu. Why is there a Yulud Isha here? Omer Lehem Lekabal Torah Ba. He came to be Mechabal the Torah. Omer Lufan of Chamuda Genuza. She Genuza Lechatesh HaMeis V'shivim V'arbod. He says, give them a tshuva. I'm afraid. I'm afraid these malachim. How can I talk to malachim? They're going to burn me. Grab onto my kisei hakavod and give them a tshuva. And we know the Gemara. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu now turns to the Malachim, and he says, it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzichem Eretz Mitzrayim in the Torah. L'mitzrayim yiradetem? L'pari hishtabatem? Torah l'amalach teilachem? The Torah is obviously not meant for you. It says in the Torah, L'yil l'cho elihim acherim. He says, what? Bein amim atem shruyim sh'ovim avodas geludim? You have a sheiches with avodas zara? It says, Zochar siyem Shabbos l'katshay. Do you work for 6 days that you have to rest on Shabbos? It says, L'yisisa. Do you do business that may lead you to L'yisisa? It says, Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. You have a father? Do you have a mother? It says, L'yisirtzach, L'yisinov, L'yisignoiv, kino yesh beinechem. What's the shayrish of Ritzicha? Niof and Geneva. Kino. Kino yesh beneichem. Jealousy. Yetzahara yesh beneichem. Miad. Hoidu loyla kodesh baruchu. They were moida. Shenema, the malachim came around. They said, Hashem adineinu ma adir shimcha. Either way, the Gemara says that not only were the malachim moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they even gave him matanos. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes back down from Shammai with gifts. Right? He had gifts. He got parting gifts. From who? From the Malach. And then the Gemara says, this is the postscript of the Gemara. This is the rest of the story, the last line of the Gemara. Av Malach HaMavis Masal Eidav. Even the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Vayitein es HaKtoiris, Vayichaper Alohom. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Ketoiris, and he was Mechaper. Where's that Pasuk in this week's parish? It's a parish, it's Koirech. And this is after the Magefa that happened, after the Yidin said, Atam Amit Masam Hashem. And Hashem brought a Magefa. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly what to do. He goes to Ahar. Hashem didn't tell it him. It doesn't say, Dabra Hashem and Moshe, go take the Ketoris. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Vayomer Moshe Lahar, Kachas Amachta, V'sein Olah Esh. Moshe knew what to do. How do you know what to do? Zok Rashi, Roze Masalei Malach HaMavis Kesha'olu L'Rakia. What's the rest? This is the rest of the story. After Moshe Rabbeinu defended the Yidin, he got the Torah for Klal Yisrael. The Malachim gave him Matanos. Af Malach HaMavis Masalei Matanos. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him a Matana either way. And that the Gemara concludes because he loved the Amalei. If it wasn't the Malach HaMavis that told, me have a Yada. How in the world would Moshe Rabbeinu have known? Regardless, a different pshat in the Gemara. So pshat in what happened over here was not Lashon Hara and Ketoris as Mechaper on Lashon Hara. It was a different punchline. You know what the punchline was? The punchline was Magefa. And because it's a Magefa, Ketoris has an ability to be Oitzer as a Magefa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu knew that? That was the present that the Malach HaMavis had given. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rabbi David Yoel Weiss. And he says this in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says as follows: Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shloisha Dvarim Sochli Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis told me three things: Al Titel Chalukcha Shachres Miad Hashem. Three things, three good pieces of advice Right, the Malcham Avos has inside information, right? The Malcham Avos is the one you'd want to talk to if you want to know how to stop a Magefa. This is his job, this is what he does for a living. But either way, the Malcham Avos told Rabbi Shua ben Levi three things. It says, Hedra W.I. Weiss, you see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi had correspondence with the Malcham Avos. He had a relationship with him. Shloish Advarim Sachli. Who is the Baal Memra Mesach de Shabbos Tapei Chesam Abbeis? The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Every word in a Gemara matters, right? The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says, I believe it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How did he know? How did he know what the Malcham Avos gave him? Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Megala to us. He told the world that you're not Moshe Rabbeinu knew in Parshas Korach to take the Ketores because the Malach HaMavis was Megala this Ras. Who was Megala to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? What the Malach HaMavis was Megala to Moshe. So he says the Gemara Brachas. You see the Gemara says that he had a relationship with him. And then he goes on to quote Gemaras where you find that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying over things about the Satan. And how did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi know about the Satan? Because who's the Satan? How did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Because who's the Satan? It's Malcham Avos, the same person. Who's Satan? Who Malcham Avos? The bottom line, who Yetzirah? The bottom line is that the Satan, the Malcham Avos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as in Brachas Non Aleph Amar Aleph, has some sort of relationship with the Malcham Avos. So he's tapped in, and he knew that the Ketores, Pita Maktoris, you see the Koyach of Pita Maktoris, that it could be Mechaper for the Chet of Lashon Hara, it's Mechaper for Magefa, but regardless, that is the second Aura. The third Aura is another one of the themes of yesterday's daf, and today's daf is the Mitzvah Saseidoi Raisa of Hoicheach Toicheach Esamisecho. So where's the Pasuk of Hoicheach Toicheach Esamisecho? So it's in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "Loiselach Rachel ba'mecha, loisamad adam reyach ani Hashem, loisis nesachicho b'vavecha, hoicheach toicheach es amisecha, v'loisisa olav chet." The Gemara in yesterday's daf said that what does it mean, hoicheach toicheach es amisecha? Meaning, up until what point do you have an obligation to give somebody toichacha? So it's machlik is Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechon. Rav said, up until the person starts hitting you, at that point you don't give a mussar anymore. Shmuel says, if he's mekalel you, which would happen probably before he starts hitting you. Rabbi Yochanan says ad nazifa. If he's already getting angry, he's annoyed, like, let me do my thing, live and let live. If that's what he's radiating, at that point already, vayichar afshol, right, that was his makar, at that point already, he's supposed to stop giving musa. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emes LeYaakov, and he says this in two places, in Parashas Vayetze, and more Barichas in Parashas Kedoshim, asks, he says, where do you find this idea, that I have a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, but because of a little bit of adversity, I'm supposed to stop. So let's say you're putting on tefillin. You're standing in shul, you wake up in the morning, and you start putting on your tefillin, you make your bracha, and then somebody starts getting upset at you. He starts cursing you, right? He starts being makalol. He starts hitting you, right? Let's say, exactly, right? So let's say something like that starts happening. You have to stop? Is there an idea? Oh, adaka, ad klolos. Of course not. You have a mitzvah's essay there. There are halachas on the vazu zayi, vazu zayi, and michaymesh. Right? There are halachas of when you don't do a mitzvah, but you don't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that adaka, ad klolo, ad nezifa, that if I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, the halacha is that I'm supposed to stop doing my mitzvah. You never find such a thing. Frank Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Maishna mitzvahs teichacha, mikol mitzvah sheba olam. Why is it that when it comes to teichacha, there's a shir, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the gedoyle, gedoyle, amayram, all suggested that there's a point up until which you're supposed to stop. Right, that was the theme of this morning's daf. Why are we talking about ad, up until which point you still have to stay by the same person, etc., you know, but the same inn? It's because in the halachas of teichacha, you find this idea of ad. But the whole premise of ad haka, ad klala, ad nezifa, is something that's taught in beer. Because it's not something that you find by any other mitzvah. That's the first kasha Rabbi Yaakov asks. Rabbi Yaakov asks another kasha. The pasuk says, "Hoicheach techiach esamisecho v'loisisa olav chet." So we mentioned yesterday, it's a gemara. What does loisisa olav chet mean? V'loisalben es panav v'rabim. You're not that embarrassed. Even though there's a mitzvah of hoicheach techiach esamisecho, but don't embarrass your friend. Frank Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, "Hoicheach techiach esamisecho is a mitzvah saseh. Loisalben p'nei chaveru v'rabim, loisisa olav chet is a mitzvah loisaseh." We know the rule asay is always leicha leisaseh. So Frank Rabbi Yaakov, why don't you say that the asay of eicheach techeach esamisecho is doicha the leisaseh of a leisis olav chet? Says Rabbi Yaakov, the teretz is very poshut. You know what the teretz is? The only way toichacha could be effective is if you're giving musr to someone and that person thinks that you actually care about him. And you're not doing this for some bein adam la makim cheshbin. I put on tefillin in the morning, so I have to give mussar because that's what Hashem wants me to do. He says it's margula bapumi de inchi. He says people think regilan anu lachshav she mitzvah teichacha he shanu tzrichem liyis hashoimrim shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs people working for him, right? Hashem needs people to do mitzvahs, so we're doing the job of Hashem. We're his shoimrim. We're making sure we're the vada this and the vada that to make sure no one's doing anything wrong. He says that's not the nakuda, but as more point. Pointedly, as it relates to this, he says, if that's the vibe that the person you're giving mussar to feels, that you're his asterisk, so to speak, he has a mitzvah to take dalad minin, and you're his priyei tzadar, you're not going to be very effective in your mussar. He has to feel like you really care about him, that you love him, and that you get the sense that this person is ruining his life, he's wasting his life by not doing the right thing, and you're trying to set him straight. He has to feel that this is a ben adam lechaveiro. Because if in his mind he's your esrig, there's no way he's ever going to be makabel anything from you. So says Rabbi Yaakov, that's the Gemara. You want to know why Musar is adakah? You want to know why it's at klaladnas? If you're right, but you don't find it by the mitzvah of tefillin. Because here, the whole point of the mitzvah is if you're giving a guy Musar, he starts punching you in the face. Okay, then obviously it's not going over well. That's not Musar. Because to the extent that he's fighting you and he's yelling at you, and according to Shmuel, he's being makalo you, according to Rabbi Yochanan and the Zifa, even that, vayichar afshol, that's already enough. You're not connecting. This Musar is not going to be effective. So says Rabbi Yaakov, the reason Musar comes along with these rules of adakah, adkolad, nazifa, is because if it's not going to be that way, it's ikr chaser from a musar. That's not what teichacha is. It's only teichacha if the person is going to accept it by ahava. But if the person doesn't have an ability to accept it by ahava, if you're not connecting on that level, if this, you don't have that chemistry with this person, then there's no, that's not teichacha. And if that's not teichacha, obviously, b'chai gam, you don't have the mitzvah of echech techech zamisach. What are you going to say? You're going to embarrass a person berabim. You're going to destroy this person. Ma'ud mechaver berabim is kilu shayfich damim. Right, you're going to absolutely rip this person apart, but you're going to say, well, I say, if Musar is doichet alois, I say, that's not a chiech techech hazamizecha. You're right. If you had a way for the asay of a chiech techech to be doichet alois, I say, you would say tchiyah. It's not any worse than any other mitzvah in the Torah. But at the same time, you're going to embarrass the person. You're not going to connect with him. You're not going to show him the love that he needs to be shown in order for him to be able to come around. So it says Rabbi Yaakov, it's for that reason. That's what's unique about these two mitzvahs. Either way, it's worth seeing inside. It's beautiful. He discusses Barichos is a chiech techech. Ben Adam Lamakim, is it a Ben Adam Lachaverai? And on the bottom, they send you to the other piece, right? It's worth starting in Parashas Kedoshim if you want to see it inside. And then they're going to send you backwards to Parashas Vayetze, Vadvarim Atikin. Either way, we return to the halachos of Erechin or Arachin. And the fourth parak, Hesig Yad Benoider. So again, what's Erechin? If somebody takes upon himself, Erech Ploin, he says that I'm going to make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and I want the amount to be not a multiple of 18, but rather I want to base it on a person's value. So the halacha is, depending on the age of the person and the gender of the person, that determines how much he's going to have to pay. It doesn't matter how much the person's really worth. He could be worth more, he could be worth less. It doesn't matter. But just based really on what the Torah says, with bucket this person falls into, that's going to determine how much you have to pay. Stating that, what if the person was mekabel erechin and he can't afford to pay the amount that he's supposed to pay? So the Torah says that in the event that the person can't afford it, so there's a plan B. The machu meir kecho, the hemida lufnei akoyin, the herechoy se akoyin al piyashet tansig yada noydi erechin akoyin. So we work out a plan. That was a chikz remain the chachamim. What's that other amount? According to me, it's always a shekel. So either you pay what the Torah says you're supposed to pay, otherwise you're going to pay a shekel. According to the Chachamim, no, you pay as much as you can possibly pay. Either way, that's the background for the daf. Sokta Gemara, Hesigiyad b'noider. When it comes to determine whether a person can or cannot afford to pay the amount that he needs to pay for Erechin, we base it on the money of the noider, not the financial status of the person that he took upon. Meaning, you don't care about the Nerach, you care about the Marech. So if somebody is now responsible to pay, we determine, does he have the money or not? Let's say a person said, I'm going to take upon myself the erech of a gvir adar, but he himself is an ani. So obviously, we don't care about the nerach being a gvir adar. What we care about is the person who took upon himself the erech. Another halacha, v'hashanah b'nidar. When it comes to deciding how much you have to pay, so two things matter, age and gender. So we look at the age, not of the marech. We look at the age of the nerach. Now, obviously, if you took upon yourself your own erech, then the Marech and the Nerech are the same person. But we're talking about what Reuven said, I'm going to take upon myself the Erech of Shimon. So how old is Shimon or how old is Reuven? How old is Shimon? He's the Nerech. That's what we care about. But Erechin bin Nerech. Additionally, when it comes to determining the gender, so we don't care if the Marech is a Zachar and a Keva, we care if the Nerech is the Zachar and the Keva. This is all Pasha. These are all things we already know. Va'erech bizmana erech. Additionally, when it comes time to determining whether or not this person, how old the person is, we look at the time that he was mekabel the erech. So let's say a person was 19 years old when he took upon himself his own erech, and then he turned 20 somewhere along the way. So the price just jumped, right? So the halacha is, you look not based on how old he is at the time that he's coming to pay, but rather how old he was at the time that he took upon himself the erech. Hesig yad b'noider ketzas. So we're going to go through each one of these things. So the Mishnah said that hesig yad b'noider. When it comes to deciding whether a person has the money, doesn't have the money to pay the erech, and we look at the noider. How? What? Give me an example of it. Ani she'erech asa asher. If an ani took upon himself the erech of an asher, nois an erech ani, because he's an ani. Asher she'erech asa ani, nois an erech asher. We don't look at the nerech, we look at the marech. Avol b'karbonos ein akin, says the Mishnah. When it comes to karbonos, it's not that way. What do you mean? Harish amru, if somebody would take upon himself so we know Metzoira is one of the people that bring a carbon over the Yairid, meaning their carbon is determined on how much money they have, right? There are certain times where a carbon is fixed. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have. This is the Avera, this is the carbon. And Metzoira is one of the examples of Oilu B'Yoyed, where depending on how much money the Metzoira has, that's going to determine what the carbon of the Metzoira is going to be. So a Metzoira could bring a carbon Asher, he could sometimes bring a carbon Ani. So it says the Mishnah that when it comes to a carbon, we look at it a little differently. How so? Haresha Amru, Karbonish HaMetzoira Zeolai. What if somebody says, I have a friend, he's a Metzoira, I know he's struggling, I want to bring his karbonis for him. You could do that. So you could be makabel neder that you're going to bring somebody else's karbon. Hayya mitzayra ani. So if that mitzayra was an ani, and you're now bringing it on his behalf, the halacha is maybe karbon ani. You bring a karbon ani. Asher, if that mitzayra was an asher, maybe karbon asher. Now, at first glance, what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying, stating that we'll see in the Gemara, that it's not so simple, but what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying is that when it comes to erechin, we care about the marech. When it comes to mitzayra, that was the parallel, there we care about the mitzayra. So erechin, if you, an ani, would take upon yourself the erech of an asher, you would have to pay based on your status. So if you're an ani, you'd get the discount that an ani gets. If you, an ani, take upon yourself the carbon of an asher, then you would have to bring the carbon of the asher. That's avul b'karbonos einokim. Rabbi says, oimrani, af be'erichin kein. I don't think there's any difference between erichin and karbonos. Meaning the same concept that you have by mitzoyra, you have by erichin. The concept of mitzoyra, where you don't care about your status, you care about the mitzoyra status, the same thing you have by erichin as well. How so? Why is it that if an ani takes upon himself the erich of an asher, he brings the carbon of an ani? The reason is because the asher is an innocent bystander. He's the subject of this erichin. He didn't do anything. He has no obligation. So why should the chiyuv be dependent on the nerach? What did the nerach do? What's the nerach's role in the story of erichin? Nothing. He's an innocent bystander. He's minding his own business. Some other person decided that for whatever reason, he's going to make a nedava based on Chaim Yankel's value. It's not Chaim Yankel getting. He doesn't know you. He has nothing to do with you, right? So, okay. So being that the nerach is playing no real role, he's passive, he has no obligation in any way, so why should Hesig Yad be dependent on the usher? But at the same time, as it relates to Karbanos, it's not that way. Because when you take upon yourself your friend who's a Mitzayra's carbon obligation, over there the Mitzayra is the one who has the obligation. So it makes sense, says Rebbe, why it should be. I mean, there's no chilik fundamentally between Erechin and Mitzayra. It's just that they're two different things. They're not talking to each other. Erechin, the Nerach, plays no role. By Mitzayra, the Mitzayra is the one who was originally obligated. So said Rebbe, what would be if you had an Erechin case that's similar to Mitzayra? How so? Avol Asher Sha'ama Erki Olai. V'shama Ani. And Asher said Erki Olai. And then an Ani said, you know what? I'm going to bail out this Gvir. I'm going to make his payment for him. Then you would have to give the Erech of the Asher. Because in that case, you're taking upon yourself somebody else's obligation. And then we base it tack on that other person. So Rebbe just didn't like the observation of the Mishnah. Rebbe said, Aval b'karbonis einekim, the Mishnah is as if saying there's a chilik fundamentally between erechin and karbonis. There's no chilik fundamentally, it's two different things. By erechin, there's only one person that you have to discuss. When it comes to karbonis, there are two people. There's the one who had the original chiv, and now there was the one who obligated himself. In fact, Rebbe says, I believe if you had an erechin case that was similar to karbonis, now from the Chachamim, it sounds like they argue with Rebbe. They argue with that last piece. If the Chachamim are saying there's a fundamental difference between karbonis and erechin, it certainly sounds like that the Chachamim would argue with Rebbe, and they would say, as it relates to the last case, Asher Sha'amar Erki Alai, the Shama Ani Va'amar Masha Amar Zeh Alai, he wouldn't be Noisin Erech Asher, but rather he'd be Noisin Erech Ani. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah began and said, Hesig Yad Benoidus. You have to know where to put the commas in this Gemara. Hesig Yad Benoidus. Freight the Gemara, Hesig Yad Bemarachu? Question mark. It's not Benoider. It's b'marach. What's the difference erech and noider? Erech is erech, parashas erech. Noider is where you take upon himself that person's true value. You don't have that loch of hesig yad by a neder. You only have it by erechin. So the lashon of the Mishnah is incorrect, argues the Gemara. It shouldn't say hesig yad b'noider. It should say hesig yad b'marach. So the Gemara says, you're right, good point. But the Mishnah was just quoting the lashon apasik. Kidechsiv. The Torah mentions the word noida when it talks about hesig yad, and that's why the Mishnah uses the same word. Hashanim, the next words of the Mishnah, hashanim benida. When you come to decide how old, because that's one of the two things that matter, in Erechin, you look at the age of the nidar. No, you don't look at the age of the nidar. Again, the wrong word. Benerachu. So after Gemara, you're right. I did the Amar hesig yad benoider, amanami hashanim benida. We said hesig yad benoider because in the pasuk of hesig yad, the Torah uses the word noider. So now we're just being consistent. Hesig yad benoider keitzad. Oni sherech es ha'asher, noisin erech oni. Says the Gemara, my time. Why is it that way? Why is it that you always look at the marich when it comes to decide oni or asher, and you don't look at the nerech? So the pasha, you would think it's a svara, right? I mean, from learning the Mishnah, felt very svaradig. But the Gemara brings the pasuk. On Makra, it says, Asher tasig yad hanoider, benoider, tali rachmanu. What matters is the noider. Adol b'karbonis, the Mishnah said, Eino kein, harishama, karbonis, shaman, tzayir, zeh, olay, hoya, tzayir, oni, maybe karbon, asher. Zok to Gemara, va'afa, gafta, madira, yasher. So you tell me that loch is, that if somebody says, I'm going to take upon myself to bring the karbon, tzayir, of my friend, and he was an oni. So it sounds like the loch is that even if the mother, this person who's obligating himself, he's not the Metzayra, he's the Mader, he's the one that's going to bring the carbon on behalf of the Metzayra. Sounds like even if he's an usher, still, he is going to bring a carbon on it. The Gemara's kasha is, Vim dalhu amarachmano veloy dalhu. If he's an usher, he's not a dal. The Torah says, Vim dalhu, then you're allowed to bring the carbon on it. He's not a dal. Not the Metzayra is a dal, but he's the one bringing the carbon, l'chayr. And if that's the case, he's not a dal. So how could he do Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak said, you're right. Kshayim Madira Yoni. When the Mishnah says that if you take upon yourself your Metzayra's Oni's carbon, you bring a carbon on it when you're also an Oni. But Enochinami, if you would be an Asher, you wouldn't. We're going to get back to that in a second. The Dilma Freik the Gemara, Alei Didei Chas Rachmano Amadira Yoni. The Gemara asks an opposite question. Maybe the halacha should be that even if you're an Oni and your friend's an Oni, but if you're the one that's bringing the carbon, maybe you should bring a carbon asher, because maybe the whole kula of a mitzayir being able to bring a carbon ani is where the mitzayir himself is the one that's bringing it. Alei didei chas rachmana. But if you are the mander and you're the one that's bringing the carbon, maybe you don't have that kula. Dog siv hu. What's the basis to say that? You need a basis for that. Because it says, Vindal, who isn't who always a mute? I'm Rav Barahava, then Yodei Maseg is the rabbi says Hanoite. Just like there's a mute in the pasuk, there's also a riba in the pasuk. So I think that there's a riba, says the Gemara. Okay, so what did Rav Yitzchak essentially say? What he said was that the only time, if you take upon yourself your Metzayra Ani's carbon, you bring a carbon Ani, is if you're also an Ani. Avo Madire Yasher, Hachinami de Maisev Ashiris. But let's say you would be an Asher, then you would bring a carbon asher. Okay, my avo b'karbonos eina kames. Isn't that the same as karbonos? Isn't that the same as erechin? What did the Mishnah say? Erechin, we look at the marech. When it comes to karbonos, we look at the mitzayra. It's not true. You just told me now that when it says that a person who takes upon himself a mitzayra ani's carbon brings a carbon ani, is if he's also an ani. They both have to be ani. But if you would be an asher, and the mitzayra would be an ani, you'd bring a carbon asher. Meaning, what are we saying? You look at the mander. That's the same as erechin. So what does it mean when it says avo b'karbonos eina kein? So the Gemara says chada mitzayra ani umadira yani v'chada lebute mitzayra asher umadira ani. You're right. The karbonos eina kein is not in all situations. It's only in some of the situations. When we say karbonos eina kein, we mean in a case where the mitzayra was an asher and the madir was an ani. based on the rules of Erechin, if the Madar is an Ani, you'd bring a carbon Ani. You would have the halacha of Hasagat. When it comes to Metzaira, there the halacha is going to be that, being that the Metzaira himself was an Asher, the Madar is going to bring a carbon Asher as well. Meaning it's true. Karbonais Enei came is with regards to one of the two. Right? What are we handling? We're handling with the Marech and the Nerech are not the same. Where the Madar and the Metzaira are not the same. So when the Marech and the Nerech are not the same in the world of Erechin, you're always looking at the Marech. We don't care about the Nerech. We always care about the Marech. When it comes to Metzaira, we have to take the Metzaira into consideration. Pasha, when you read the Mishnah, it sounded like in all cases, you take the Metzaira into, all we care about is the Metzaira. So if the Metzaira is an Ani, it doesn't matter if you're an Ani or an Asher, you bring the Karban Ani. If the Metzaira is an Asher, it doesn't matter if you're an Ani or an Asher, you're going to bring the Karban Asher. After further review, says the Gemara, that's not true. Avul Karbanis Eni Kim is not so sharp. It's not the diametric opposite. Avul Metzaira Eni Kim means in one of the two cases, meaning Enochanami, if your friend is an Ani and you're an Asher, you're going to bring a Karban Asher. Which is like Erechin. But where your friend is an Asher and you're an Ani, whereas by Erechin you would have to bring the carbon Ani, so to speak, the equivalent thereof. When it comes to Metzaira, you're going to bring the carbon Asher. Says the Gemara, Sol Kedai Techamino. Now that's certainly a Chiddush, because I would have thought, Hovis Rabu is Rabu. Once you're telling me that when it comes to Metzaira, there's a concept that I can bring the carbon, so maybe my status should be what matter. Kamash Malon, that it's not the way it works. It matters by the carbon Ani, it doesn't matter by the carbon Asher, based on Sukkim. And now the Gemara brings a Braisa that elaborates on this thing. The future Metzina by Erechin Sha'ani, Sha'erech Asher, Nois and Erech Ani. You find by Erechin that if an Ani took upon himself the Erech of an Asher, he's based on the Ani. He has the Hesigat. I would have thought the same is going to be true here. I would have thought the same is going to be true when it comes to Erech, to Metzaira, Talmud Leimer, Imdal Hu, and Imdal Hu comes to teach me that the only time you have the kula of carbon Ani is where you yourself are also, or the Metzaira himself is an Ani. Meaning, if you're an Ani and the Metzaira is an Asher, you're still going to have to bring the carbon Asher. You're not going to have the kula of the Imdal Hu. So that's the Gemara, the Rebbe, Dama Imrani after Erechin Kain. According to Rebbe, that said that Erechin really is the same as Metzaira. Meaning, you didn't hear a chilek between Erechin and Metzaira. And if that's the case, Alma Basa Chiyuva the Gavra Zlinon. He held that you look at the original Mechayev, the person, the underlying Chiyuv. So the underlying person that's Chayev by Metzaira is the Metzaira himself. So if that's the case, you shouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me this halacha. Right, what did the Braisa say? Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me? Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me this halacha that if you're Asher, and your friend is an Ani, that the halacha is you bring the carbon Ani. You would have thought, learn from Erechin, not that way. Right? That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is you would have thought, learn from Erechin, not that way. So from Erechin, you see it's all based on the Marech. You would have thought Metzaira should be like Erechin. So for that, I need a Pasuk of who to tell me that Metzaira and Erechin are different. So if Art Fakti Gemara, according to the Chachamim, that Metzaira and Erechin are in fact different. So I understand why I need the Pasuk by Metzaira to teach me that they're different. But Rebbe held it really the same in Svar. He held there was no difference. Right, that was Rebbe that we spoke out in the Mishnah. So according to Rebbe, what do I need who? So the Gemara says, I need mu lemu'ute mitzayra ani umadire yasha. The case where the mitzayra is the ani, and the madar is the asher. So kedai t'chamin ho'yavami Rebbe basachiv v'degavra zlinon, hachin amineza basachiv v'degavra kamash malon. That's already, according to Rebbe, the chiddush is in the reverse. According to Rebbe, the chiddush is, where the mitzayra is the ani and the madar is the asher, you would have thought, go based on the Mitzayra, because he's the one that has the underlying Chiyuv. And if that's the case, you should bring a Karban Ani. So for that, I have who? That's the Joshua Gemara Bor Namad Aleph. For that, I have who to tell me that in that case, you are not going to care about the fact that he's an Ani. If you're an Asher, you're going to have no choice but to bring a Karban Asher. A little bit of a confusing Gemara. We go weiter. The Mishnah says, let's say somebody was an Ani, and then he became, well, so at the time a person took upon himself the Erech, he was an Ani, and then before he paid, he became an Asher. Asher Vani, or in the reverse, he was an Asher, then he became an Ani. So the Halacha is nice in Erech Asher. In both cases, you give the Erech of an Asher. So there was a Tzad Ashirus, that's enough to be viewed as an Asher as it relates to these Halachas. So if you were an Ani and then you became a Gvir, or you were a Gvir and you lost your money, if you're an Ani at the time of the Neder, or you're an Asher at the time you made the Erechin, or you're an Asher at the time that you're coming to pay, in either case, you're nice in Erech Asher. Yehuda says, a bigger Chiddush. I feel Ani, let's say a person was an Ani when he made the Erechin, the Hesher, then he became an Asher. The Chaz of the Hen, then he became an Ani again. Nice in Erech Asher. I mean, he wasn't an Asher when he made the Erech, and he wasn't an Asher when he came time to pay. He was an Asher in between. That's enough to be considered an Asher. Aval b'karbanos, again, those magic words. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. What if somebody took upon himself Erechin? And he had a father who was dying, who was a very big veer. He's about to yarshin a lot of money. Tens of thousands of dollars. Or he had a shipment coming in from the yam. He said, a lot of money is coming. That
That doesn't change anything. The fact that the money's coming, tachlis. We want to know what he has right now. Zokta Gemara, ani vehesher. So we said if someone was an ani when he made the erich, and then he became a gvir at the time it came time to pay, so the halacha is that he has a din of a gvir. Why? Ashetasi yad hanoider. Yad hanoider, yad means you write your check with your hand. So when it comes time to pay, that's what we look at. If the time came to pay you an usher, we view you as an usher. Usher veheni. If you were a gvir when you made the neder and then you became an ani, there too you looked at as an usher. Why? Al pi ashetasi yad hanoider. So we look at the peh, we look at the neder. So we look at the time of the neder as well. So you look at both. You go to chumra both ways. If someone's an usher at the time that he made the neder, he's an usher. If he was an usher at the time that he came to pay, we look at him as a rabbi. Yehuda said, afilo ani v'heshe v'chaz v'heni, nois harach usher. Even if he was an ani. But in between, for 5 minutes, he had a few dollars, even that's enough for him to be considered an usher. My time with the rabbi Yehuda, Amakra, the pasuk says, v'machu me'er kecha, ach yehe b'machusa mitchilas v'asav. Every time it says who, it means mitchilu v'atsoif. So only if he's an ani, mitchilu v'atsoif. But if he's not an ani, mitchilu v'atsoif, in that case, you're not going to have that halacha, and we are going to stop here.